Welcome to Afyam Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sashani Dafron Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Hamishi in the middle of Alocha Base. We're starting Dafron Aleph and Dalaf on top. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said, Omar Ablozo b'Rabbi Shimon Oimer lo Yischai v'Yisroel l'neta revai ela achar abaris ha-shano sheva shekivshu v'sheva shechilku. Am Yisrael, we're not obligated to give neta revai, to have the Gedusha of neta revai, the fourth year, until 14 years after they went into Eretz Yisrael and they finish the conquering and dividing of Eretz Yisrael. So even though Arlo means the first 3 years you now eat the fruits, that started immediately when they went into Eretz Yisrael, but the fourth year, the Neta Revai, that did not start until later. Now why is that so? Omav Chizdo, Azad Av Yoisi Be'abiudo, Be'shita Shabiudo Avoy. Yoisi Be'abiudo is going in the Shita of Abiudo's father. As we saw in the previous topic, the Abiyuda explained that we learn Neter Revai from Maaseh Sheni, that's the Shita of Beit Shammai, and whatever applies to Maaseh Sheni applies to Neter Revai. And therefore we learned in the previous daf that there's no Maaseh Sheni, the same way there's no Maaseh Sheni in Syria. Take off a story in Neter Revai v'Suryo, because Neter Revai is completely equivalent to Maaseh Sheni. So can Rabbi Yisi b'Abiudo Imer, l'alon do Neter Revai in Maaseh Sheni? So Rabbi Yisi b'Abiudo agrees with his father. He says Neter Revai was learned from Maaseh Sheni. K'mo d'teima in Maaseh Sheni el ha'achar ba'ez ha'shano, the same way Maaseh Sheni did not start until 14 years after they went to Eretz Yisrael. Take off a story in Neter Revai el ha'achar ba'ez ha'shano. So also Neter Revai doesn't start until 14 years after they went to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Neter Revai is completely equivalent to Maaseh Sheni. Reis Abiyuda goes in the Shita of his father. Yes, Abiyuda does agree to his son, Rabbi Yisi Abiyuda. That I do agree. Why? Because Suryo Lomdo Me'arbai Seshono. If Abiyuda says that there's no Neter Revai in Syria, so of course there's no Neter Revai in the 14 years they went there to Israel. Because that's something that it's a Kol Shekin. If in Syria you don't have it, Koshka in the 14 years. But Eina Abayis Hashana Lemeidim Misuyo. But don't tell me the Abayis Hashana goes in the sheet of his father. He said that there's no Neter Revai in the 14 years. Doesn't mean there's no Neter Revai in Syria. Why? As explains Reb Chaim. Look at Maaseh itself. We didn't have Maaseh Sheni in the first 14 years they went to Eretz Yisrael. But is there Maaseh Sheni in Syria? There is Maaseh Sheni in Syria. The only time we say there's no Maaseh Sheni in Syria is only when it belongs to a Goy. When the owner of the fruits is not a Jew, then there's no Maaseh Sheni. But there will be Maaseh Sheni in Syria by a Jew. While the first 14 years they went into Eretz Yisrael, there was not Maaseh Sheni at all. So you see, the first 14 years is not equivalent to Syria. Some things you have to do in Syria, which you don't have to do in the 14 years. So Rabbi Yehuda that says that in Syria there's no Neter Revai, so Kol Shekin agrees that the 14 years there was no Neter Revai. But his son that says that the first 14 years is no Neter Revai, not necessarily agrees with his father that in Syria there's no Neter Revai by a goy. Continues the Gemara and says, "Ksiv u'bashana hachamishis toichlu es piryo lo yisif lochem." So the hemshech psukim is you have Neter Revai, and then it says in the fifth year you'll eat the fruits; it's all yours. Basically, oimei areyu kemoisi perus hachamishis al perus servis. The Torah is making a hekesh between the fruits of the fifth year and the fruits of the fourth year. My parish chamishi is lebailim. My parish revi is lebailim. The same in the fifth year belongs to the owner. Also, the fourth year fruits belong to the owner. From here, you know the neter revai belongs to the owner. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yasa, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Aser, the Reis Egli, Ki Abiyuto. Achor, the Reis Egli goes the sheet of Abiyuto just mentioned. K'moi de Abiyuto, Oysu Kenechosov. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Maaseh Sheni is Momon Hedyot. There's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, who owns Maaseh Sheni? Is it Momon Gavoyah? Does it belong to Hegdish? Or belongs to the owner? Rabbi Yehuda holds the Maaseh Sheni belongs to the owner. And we just learned that Rabbi Yehuda says the Neter Revai is like Maaseh Sheni. So if so, he holds the Neter Revai belongs to the owner. Can Rabbi Segli that says the Neter Revai belongs to the owner goes in that Shito. Rav Yirmiyahu boy kamer zeiru. Rav Yirmiyahu asked in front of zeiru, "Can you bring me shoy soisa kenechosov? Mao sheichai b'maisus. If you hold the neter revai belongs to the owner, does he have to do a froshes trumas and maisus and give it to the kohen and to the levi, and the kohen and the levi will redeem it? Is there obligation trumas and maisus by Neter Ravai. Omule, Kai Doma Shuba Levi. Let's follow Shuba Levi. What did he say? Toma Ravavim Shuba Levi. Loisuv Dover Halacha Zu. In other words, I don't know the answer to this halacha. He spoke about something else. Anytime I don't know the halacha, I'm not so clear what to do. Beis din don't know the achra. You don't know what the psak is. Go check what Am Yisrael is doing. Minhag Yisrael is a minhag. The minhag of Am Yisrael will teach you what to do. If you don't know the halacha, you don't know what to do, follow the minhag oil. You'll go around to the market, you'll see that nobody does a fashas trumas or mitzvahs from Neter Ravai. So this teaches you that even if you hold a Neter Ravai, you're the owner, you still don't have to do a fashas trumas or mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, one second. Omar amana elu omar kebechamai, v'yesh tzibu kebechamai. Rabbi Yudu that says Neter Ravai belongs to the owner, that goes according to Bechamai in our Mishnah. Because Bechama in the Mishnah says that it's Chayav and Perit V'oilut. That's to give Mantras Anim. So they hold that it is that he's the owner. But Bechama argue. And this whole discussion is according to Bechama. The Tzibur is not Noyek like Bechama. You can't bring a Raya for the Tzibur is Noyek. So it says they went down from the base. He'll bring a different Raya. Omar Avavin. Klum Lamadu Neter Ravai Elu Ma'isa Sheni. We learn Neter Ravai from Ma'isa Sheni. That's the whole basis of what we're saying. Kamod Atayme Ma'isa Sheni Chayav Ma'isras. The Kavasoy Neter Ravai Chayav Ma'isras. Ma'isa Sheni is not Chayav Ma'isras. In what case? Ma'isa Sheni usually is the last thing you do afrasha. But if someone took Ma'isa Sheni early, before he was obligated in Truma and Ma'isras, when it was still connected to the ground, and before the harvest, he cut the Tvua, and he did Ma'isa Sheni before anything else. Is it Chayav and Truma and Ma'isras? The answer is no. The same way with Ma'isa Rishon, when you do it before Truma, it's not Chayav and Truma, you learn from the Pasuk. Also, Ma'isa Sheni, if you did it too early, you're not Chayav. So if so, Ma'isa Sheni, you see, there's an option, there's ability. If you do Ma'isa Sheni, you're not Chayav to do Truma Samaisa from it. So Neter Ravai, you also don't do Truma Samaisa from it. Continues the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, but Shama or Mishnah Peret, you have to do a first Matas Sanim from Neter Ravai. Rabbo Rav Chiyo B'Shea B'Yichron. Isas Ma'isa Sheni B'Yushalayim, Kerabi Meir, P'tura Minachalo, Kerabi Yudu Chavis B'Chalo. So as we mentioned, Rabbi Yudu and Meir argue, if Ma'isa Sheni belongs to the owner or not. Remaining the holder doesn't belong to him, so you don't have to do Afroshas Chala, because Afroshas Chala is done only from a dough that belongs to you. According to Abiyudu, that he's the owner, he has to do Chala when you have Ma'isa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Omer Abiyudu lo yomer ele b'Yerushalayim. That's only in Yerushalayim. Habigvulim loy. But before you go to Yerushalayim, everybody agrees there's no Afroshas Chala, because there you can't really eat it. Even a Rebbe that says Ma'isa Sheni is yours is only in Yerushalayim, where there you can eat it and you can do with it whatever you want. Outside of Yerushalayim that you can't eat it, Rebbe agrees it's not really yours, and therefore you don't have to do challah. There's no chiyuv challah outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, now let's talk about Neter Ravai. According to Beit Shammai that says that you have in Peret, you have in Matas Anim, that means that it belongs to you. Is Neter Ravai chayav and chal or not? Says the Gemara, Omer Levi, Lo Rabbi Yudi, V'Savirim Ameimar Kodo, Yichaso Rabbi Yudi Ke Beit Shammai. Aren't we going in the Shita of Rabbi Yudi, meaning Beit Shammai that said in the Mishnah that you chayav and Matas Anim is exactly equivalent to the Shita of Rabbi Yudi that says that Ma'isa Sheni belongs to the owner. The same Rabbi Ma'isa Sheni Rabbi Yudi says it's chayav and chal, also by Neter Ravai, Beit Shammai will agree that it's chayav and chal. So the maskon of the Gemara is that there is obligation of chala by Neter Ravai, Aliba de Bechamai. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'isa Sheni, Daf Nun Aleph.